Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The field for New Jersey governor is set. Republican Jack Cittarelli will face Democrat Mikey Sherrill in November, and it's going to be a race the whole country is watching since there are only two governor's races this year. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the details.
Mikey Sherrill and Jack Cittarelli were the frontrunners from the beginning, and while it was believed there was a chance to make some noise on the Democratic side of the ticket in a year without the old county line format, Sherrill consolidated party support in northern New Jersey and never really looked back. She says she's ready for Jack.
You saw it in this election. The Democratic Party is ready for the fight. We had six public servants run in this primary. Each had a different method, a different voice, a different experience. But we all shared one vision, a New Jersey that works for everyone.
Cittarelli won about two-thirds of the vote, and his chances were never really in doubt, especially after the endorsement of President Trump, and he won easily with the race called just moments after the polls closed.
Folks, the Democrats have controlled our state legislature here in New Jersey for 25 years. And for the last 8 years, they and the person they nominated tonight have rubber-stamped and enabled every extremist and costly idea Phil Murphy has put forth.
While some political observers thought this year might give more opportunities to take down entrenched party establishments, it didn't quite work out that way, and progressive candidates were unable to find the support they needed to get their candidates in, with Ross Baraka and Steve Fulop splitting that vote. And this is going to be an expensive contest for the general election, so brace yourselves for the flood of ads. Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
About 150 demonstrators gathered at 7th and Arch Tuesday evening to protest ICE arrests across the country and here in Philly. Police say 15 people were arrested. Two of them were hurt, two officers were hurt, and a police car was spray-painted. KYW's Vic Ragapathy was there as Philly police aggressively dispersed the crowd after they marched toward Market Street.
About 150 to 200 people were outside the Federal Detention Center at 7th and Arch Streets, some holding signs condemning immigration and customs enforcement. Immigration advocates in South Philly reported the arrest of a man around 7th and Snyder Streets Tuesday morning by ICE. In photos circulating on social media, they can be seen in FBI and DEA vests, and advocates say it's not clear whether they were acting on a judicial warrant. Around 7 p.m., the protesters received threats of arrest by police at the detention center, so they began marching west before turning toward Market Street. Once they got there, police began aggressively breaking up the throng. There was a considerable amount of pushing and shoving into walls and onto the ground, and some cops used their batons on protesters. May from Philly was there and says this demonstration mirrors others seen around the U.S.
We're out here for our comrades in Los Angeles, Dallas, all across the country who are out protesting to let everyone know that we will not let tyranny come in under our watch in our city.
In Center City, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio 103.9. 89 FM.
A pair of suburban lawmakers are once again trying to change how Philadelphia handles wage tax for non-residents. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Pennsylvanians who don't live in Philadelphia but work there pay the city a 3.4% wage tax, and unlike every other municipality in Pennsylvania, none of that collected tax goes back to the municipality where the person lives. Bucks County Republican State Senator Frank Ferry.
I have a township that is $2 million alone. So what that means is that municipality has to make up that $2 million on the back of their local taxpayers.
Ferry and Montgomery County Republican Tracy Pennycook have introduced a bill that would require Philadelphia to send 1% of the workers' wages back to the person's home municipality. It's estimated that would take $70 million annually from Philadelphia. Finance Committee Minority Chair Democrat Nick Piscitano says he has concerns how that would affect the city.
I think our opposition to this bill today is more that we just didn't have enough time to kind of quantify some of these issues.
Ferry says the issue's been in play for years. A similar bill passed the state Senate last session. This bill moved out of the Finance Committee on a 7-3 vote, with Chester County Democrat Katie Muth crossing party lines to vote in favor. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Office of Reentry Partnerships brought their message of public safety and how it affects those returning from incarceration. KYW Sheridan Howard reports the conversation kicked off with words of encouragement from a man who gained global attention along with firsthand experience.
And I think that, you know, the reality is that we have to really shine our light in the darkest spaces, right? That's where the fight is, right?
Dr. Yousef Salam, known around the world as one of the exonerated Central Park Five, spoke candidly with dozens of youth about the importance of improving what he described as a broken justice system, and specifically for men of color.
I usually tell folks when they say, wow, you look familiar. Who are you? I said, I'm just a black man walking around America.
Leading the discussion, Asada Thomas and Abu Edwards with the Office of Reentry Partnership for the city explained the goal was to provide educational resources and living proof that there is a life of promise after incarceration.
We are having soulful conversations with Director Abu Edwards and Yousef Salam, one of the exonerated five. June has been designated for the City of Philadelphia Reentry Awareness Month.
And Derek Johns with Systemic Reformative Change was inspired by the discussion.
We could do a lot. I mean, especially in the community and also changing the system.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.